The Israelis and Palestinians have been struggling for weeks to come up with a document that will chart the course of peace negotiations after the Annapolis meeting, and officials here are reporting at least measured progress in the hours leading up to the conference. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met over dinner late Sunday with Israeli Foreign Minister Zippy Livni and Chief Palestinian Negotiator Ahmed Correa. And Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs David Welch is continuing contacts with the two sides. In a talk with reporters, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the parties were working well together and hammering away at the terms of the statement, which will commit the sides to resuming talks on final status issues of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict after a seven-year break. At the same time, McCormick seemed to downplay the importance of the terms of any statement that emerged, saying the significance of Annapolis is that it gives a broad international mandate to the intention of the sides to pursue a final peace deal.
There are many different dimensions to why Annapolis is important. There's the document, there's the fact of the participants list and the level of the participants that you're seeing here, and also Annapolis as less an endpoint and more of a starting point for something, more of a starting point for those final status negotiations.
McCormick stressed that none of the nearly 50 countries and international organizations invited to Annapolis has refused to attend, despite the fact the official invitations only went out late last week. Those attending include a dozen member countries of the Arab League Committee, promoting that organization's 2002 peace initiative to Israel, including several that do not have diplomatic relations with Israel. Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al-Faisal is attending, as is Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad. Syria made its attendance dependent on its ability to raise the issue of the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, which McCormick said Syria is free to do at the last of three plenary sessions to be held at Annapolis Tuesday, that one focusing on comprehensive peace in the region. The other two sessions will center on the Israeli-Palestinian track and on efforts to assist the Palestinians in building institutions for statehood, a process being overseen by former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, envoy of the International Middle East Quartet. Secretary Rice will meet with her counterparts from the quartet, which includes Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, along with the United States, just before a dinner meeting with all the Annapolis delegates she will host here late Monday. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.